You're listening to A Prissity by Millie Wilcox, Chapter 32, So Tired. When Stephanie and Emery got home from the hospital, Chris was laying on the couch. The house was a mess and the little kids were watching TV. Chris sat up quickly when they walked in the front door.
You should have told me you were on your way. I would have cleaned up a bit and pretended like I was doing something.
Stephanie laughed tiredly. It's fine.
Mommy!
Matthew said as he ran to her and hugged her around the legs. She picked him up and held him on her hip as she cleared off the other couch and positioned the pillows so Emery could lay down. Where's Amara? Stephanie asked.
She didn't sleep well the second half of the night. She is already taking a nap.
Oh no, Stephanie said. So we both ended up being completely sleep-deprived anyway. Chris gave her a weak smile. Emery laid down on the couch and Stephanie put a blanket over her.
Mom?
Emery asked.
Why did I forget that Dad died when I had my concussion?
Concussion, Stephanie corrected. I don't know. Sometimes our brains do weird things. Maybe the part of your brain that knew he had died was the part that got hurt. Or maybe your brain was just expressing feelings that you didn't know were in there. But when you got hurt, they pushed their way out. Emery looked thoughtful for a moment.
Yeah, maybe.
She agreed. She snuggled into her blanket and then she started giggling. What's so funny? Stephanie asked.
I don't know. Which Twilight Sparkle is different? Which one is different? That's not a story.
Chris started laughing. I thought you didn't remember Chris being at the hospital last night, Stephanie said.
Oh, I don't remember him. I had this weird dream about My Little Ponies.
She kept giggling. Stephanie and Chris laughed.
It's not funny!
Emery said as she started to cry. Stephanie tried to stop laughing. It's okay, Emery. We didn't mean to laugh at you, she said. Why don't you try and get some sleep now?
I can't. The movie's too loud. It's hurting my ears and the light is hurting my eyes,
she whined. Stephanie put Matthew down so she could help Emery move to where it was dark and quiet. Since Amara was napping in Emery's room, Emery got to sleep in Stephanie's bed. Stephanie went back into the living room. She was looking forward to sitting next to Chris on the couch, so she was sad that he had moved to his table desk and started working by the time she got back into the living room. That reminded her of all the schoolwork she had been putting off this week. She groaned and plopped down on the couch. Ugh.
You okay?
Chris asked. I have so much to do, Stephanie laid down. But I'm so tired.
Do you want to go lay down? I can keep everyone alive, probably.
She looked at Chris. I bet you're exhausted.
I got some sleep,
he replied. I have so much homework. Oh, she groaned again. I totally failed the in-class assignment.
Your partner turned in your paper for you. She may have been just a little suspicious of us when you walked out in response to the phone call I got.
He chuckled.
Oh, your backpack is in my car.
What about participation points? Stephanie asked.
I bet if you email your professor and explain the situation, he will give you a chance to earn participation points.
Stephanie scowled at him and pulled out her phone. She opened up her emails. Dear Professor Taylor, babe, Stephanie said out loud.
Don't say babe,
Chris said. Sorry I ditched your class last night. Your sister was supposed to be watching my kids, but one of them ended up in the hospital.
Don't mention my sister,
Chris insisted. Is there any way I can make up the participation points that I missed? P.S. Thanks for taking care of the kids for me, and also, you're so hot.
Seriously, don't say that.
Send, Stephanie said. Chris glared at her. His computer dinged. He opened the message from Stephanie. It said, Dear Professor Taylor, sorry I had to leave class last night. I had a family emergency. Is there any way I could make up the participation points that I missed? Stephanie Wren. Chris typed for a moment and hit send.
Sorry to hear about your family emergency. I would be happy to give you participation points. You can just write a one-page essay about what you learned from the assignment and email it to me.
Ugh, seriously? A whole page? Stephanie exclaimed. That is so not fair. Everyone else got points for saying one sentence. Chris scratched his head.
Double-spaced?
He offered. Ugh, Stephanie got up and walked into her bedroom, quietly shutting the door behind her. She crawled into bed next to Emery and went to sleep. After she had slept for 30 minutes, Caleb came into the room.
"Mom, I'm hungry,"
he said. Stephanie woke up feeling shaky from having been so tired and only sleeping a short time. "Have you not had lunch yet?" she asked him, still laying on her pillow. Caleb shook his head. Stephanie got up and glanced at Emery. She was still sleeping peacefully, so Stephanie carefully slipped out of bed and went out to the living room. Chris was engulfed in his work. Stephanie went into the kitchen and started making a sandwich for Caleb and one for Matthew. She placed them on the table. Then she started washing the dinner dishes from the night before. Chris walked into the room.
"You're not supposed to be awake. I can make them lunch."
"I beat you to it," Stephanie said, annoyed.
"I'm sorry. And I'm sorry about the essay."
"Whatever," Stephanie replied. "I think I'll just lose the points because I have way too much else to do, and I actually have no idea what I learned last night." Chris scowled at her, so Stephanie added, "Besides not to drop 2x4s on people's heads." She rubbed her eyes. Chris looked at her with a sorry expression. Stephanie put her arms around his waist and leaned against him. She closed her eyes. "Don't let me fall over if I fall asleep," she muttered. Chris chuckled and put his arms around her.
"I'll try."
His phone buzzed in his pocket, so Stephanie stood up straight so he could get it out. She walked into the living room to sit on the couch as Chris answered his phone.
"Hey, Brooke."
Chris sat down next to Stephanie.
"Emery's okay. She had some swelling, but it's gone down now,"
Chris told Brooke. He looked at Stephanie.
"We've not actually talked about it. Hold on. I'm going to put you on speakerphone."
He pulled his phone away from his ear and tapped the speakerphone icon.
"Brooke's wondering what we're doing for our honeymoon. She wants to babysit so she can redeem herself."
"Oh, I guess I haven't really gotten that far yet," Stephanie said.
"That's tomorrow night,"
Chris reminded her. He searched her face. "Well, I don't think we can really leave the kids for very long."
"We could just stay the night somewhere close,"
Chris suggested. Then he quickly added,
"If you want."
"Sure, okay. If Brooke really doesn't mind." Brooke's voice came across the line.
"Stephanie, I feel just terrible. I am so sorry that Emery got hurt."
"I do not blame you one bit," Stephanie reassured.
"It could have just as easily happened when I was there."
"If you didn't have someone else planning to watch your kids tomorrow night, I would love to do it. I promise no one will get a concussion."
"You can't promise that,"
Chris piped in.
"I swear I will take really good care of everyone,"
Brooke insisted. Chris chuckled.
"You should let her watch the kids. She's pretty pathetic."
"I heard that."
"Okay," Stephanie shrugged. "Thanks." Chris searched Stephanie's face again, giving her the look. Then he looked as if he suddenly remembered he was still on the phone with Brooke.
"We'll see you tomorrow, Brookie."
"Bye, Chrissy,"
Brooke said. Chris tapped the hang-up button. Stephanie walked into the living room and plopped down on the couch. Chris followed her and sat down next to her. She cuddled into him. After a couple minutes, Stephanie fell back to sleep until Matthew climbed up on Chris's lap. Stephanie looked up at Chris groggily. He was on his phone and looked down at her. "Whoa, I did not mean to fall asleep. Sorry." She sat up and rubbed her eyes. "How long was I out?"
"Like, maybe 10 minutes.
"Ugh," she moaned. "I have so much to do."
"You should go lay down. I'll keep the kids out this time, I swear."
"No, it's fine. I'm going to go do homework. Don't you have a bunch of work to do?"
"I've been working,"
Chris said, holding up his phone. "Okay, well, I've got this stupid one-page paper to write, so, yeah, I'll just, whatever, anyway," Stephanie mumbled grumpily as she walked into the bedroom. Homework was super slow because her brain was really dragging. She didn't get through very much by 2:30. She felt bad that Chris had been watching the boys, even though he had a lot to do, too, although they had been watching TV all day, so Stephanie imagined they were not that needy. That just made Stephanie more frustrated because Chris got all the credit for watching them when they probably would have been just fine anyway. She was feeling really agitated when she walked out of the bedroom. Amara was playing on the floor. Chris was sitting at his computer and looked up at her when she walked in the room. Stephanie glanced at Matthew. He was asleep on the couch. "Ugh," she grumbled. Chris looked at Matthew.
"Is he not supposed to be sleeping?"
"It's fine. Whatever. I'll just stay up all night again tonight. That will be awesome. Oh, and then I'll stay up all night again tomorrow night, too. Yeah, it's going to be so much fun," Stephanie said, with bitter sarcasm in her voice. Chris cringed.
I'm really sorry.
It's fine. It's not your fault, Stephanie grumbled, but her tone was not convincing. Don't you have to go to work now? She snapped. He looked at his watch.
Yeah, I guess so.
He gave her an apologetic look.
I'm sorry,
he repeated as he started putting on his shoes. Don't forget to put your computer and papers away, Stephanie grumbled.
I got it,
he scowled at her. He put his things in his backpack and then he left, looking agitated. Stephanie rubbed her eyes. She walked over and turned off the TV.
Mom!
Caleb whined.
I want to watch!
No, Caleb, you've had enough TV, she snapped. Caleb's crying woke Matthew, who started to cry. Matthew cried most of the rest of the day. Stephanie wasn't sure if the kids were on one or if they were just getting on her nerves because she was in a bad mood, but the afternoon was rough, to say the least. Stephanie wasn't sure if Chris was planning to come over to help with bedtime, but she was sure glad when he walked in the door. Emery was crying. Matthew was crying. Caleb was whining. Amara was fussing on Stephanie's hip. Levi and Caden were arguing, and Stephanie was about to start ripping out her hair.
Hey,
he said when he walked in. Hi, Stephanie said grumpily as she handed Amara to him. In just a couple minutes, Chris had Amara asleep. Stephanie somehow got the kids to brush their teeth without strangling anyone, and they gathered for scriptures. Chris looked at Stephanie anticipatingly. She rubbed her eyes. I am way too tired. You lead scriptures, she grumbled.
Okay,
He pulled out his phone, and they took turns reading verses. Stephanie was getting impatient, but tried not to show it. Chris talked about the verses. Stephanie couldn't even process what he was saying. Everyone was making too much noise, and her brain was completely buzzing.
Did you want to add anything?
Chris asked her. No, Stephanie mumbled. So Chris chose someone to pray, and it was finally time to put everyone to bed. Stephanie went into the bedroom with the kids while Chris sat on the couch with Matthew and read him a story. Emery wouldn't stop crying, and Levi started yelling at her.
Emery, shut up!
Emery, go read with Chris, she said. She walked Emery out into the living room. Chris moved a stack of books to make Emery a spot on the couch, so she snuggled into him and listened to the story while Stephanie went back to sing to the kids. When she was done, she walked out to the living room and stood in the doorway, staring at Chris, dazed. Chris looked up at her. Sorry I've been moody, Stephanie muttered.
It's fine,
he smiled at her.
You can go to bed. I can stay up with Emery and Matthew.
Stephanie stood there debating what to do, but finally she gave in and walked into the bedroom. She laid down on the bed, and without even changing out of her jeans, she fell asleep.